It's 105 Drive with Chris Dewardon sitting in for Julian Clover. And opposite me, I have Marion Leeper. Hello, Marion.
Hi.
From the Cambridge Storytellers, my first question, you're not going to like it, but obviously everyone knows kind of what storytelling is, but maybe didn't realise it was actually a thing, in inverted commas. Just tell us a bit about storytelling and the Cambridge Storytellers group.
So the Cambridge Storytellers have been getting together about once a month for probably nearly 15 years to tell each other stories. And this is oral storytelling, and it's not for children, it's for adults, and all kinds of stories, traditional stories, old stories, made-up stories, new stories. All that they've got in common is that there's no paper involved. This is the spoken word, so it's improvised off the page as you speak it.
So it's improvised. Is it based around some kind of predetermined theme or an actual kind of predetermined story, or is it just solely off the cuff, bit of everything?
Well, no, the story is fixed. The stories I know them, but I'm not reciting them word for word. And so I change them a little bit each time I tell them, depending on who I'm telling them to.
Okay, so it's a case of knowing the story, and then the kind of talent and the flair comes from, and I guess probably the fun for you as well, comes from telling it a slightly different way each time.
Yeah, I think that's the excitement, the fact that it's really live and you're just making this connection with someone and telling the story that's just for them.
So Cambridge Storytellers meet how regularly, and how, if people are interested in this thing, how can they get involved?
Actually, we meet a lot at the moment. We can't actually get quite enough storytelling. So once a month we have an invited teller from somewhere in the country. Actually, we're having someone from Holland later on this year.
Uh-huh.
And then in between, every 2 weeks, we have a story round, which is much more low-key, sitting round a table in CB2 Cafe. And people bring their own stories, little 10-minute stories.
Oh, wow.
And both things are wonderful. We love them both.
So it is a kind of a bit of a kind of burgeoning underground scene, in a way.
It certainly is, yes. But less underground than it used to be.
Uh-huh.
People ask me what I do for a living, and I say I tell stories. And they quite often people say, oh, you're a storyteller, instead of going, you what?
So it's becoming a bit more known about.
Yes,
recently, you'd say.
Yes.
One of my parents goes to one of the festivals that they have in this country, and I just searched storytelling festival, trying to remember the name of it.
Festival at the Edge?
Yeah, it was Festival at the Edge.
Everyone's there.
Yeah, I was quite surprised that when I searched for storytelling festival, there's actually quite a large number of, you know, of different outcomes. It wasn't just that one, but yeah, Festival at the Edge in Shropshire, Much Wenlock. It's from what I've heard, it's a fantastic event, but it's essentially just, you know, imagine a small, fairly low key music festival, but with
stories.
Storytelling instead, or as well as the music.
Mm.
Yeah. So tell me a bit more about Cambridge Storytellers. You've got some workshops starting tomorrow, I believe, weekly for a few.
Yes, we have. We've got 6-week programme of workshops. Because the people who come along to the story rounds say, we want to be better at telling stories. And we had a whole series of them last year, and they were huge fun.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd run them again. And they're very relaxed, very low-key, lots of games and exercises, and just a space to tell stories in a very safe atmosphere.
And is this the kind of thing that, is there still time for new people to get involved in these workshops?
Yes, absolutely. Just look it up on Cambridge Storytellers website, or just turn up. It's at Michael House, the Michael House Centre, tomorrow at 7:30, so turn up a bit before that.
Okay, and it's not a case of having to go to all of them. You could just go along to one, or
yeah, you can pay less and pay for the whole block of six, or you can just drop in to a few. And we're really hoping to get some young storytellers, because in a couple of months' time there's a national competition for storytellers under 25. So young storytellers, in my mind, means somewhere between 18 and 108. But actually, if you're under 25, we could slip you into the national competition.
And if there is someone under 25 listening and thinking, it sounds interesting, what kind of person, you know, what kind of you know, qualities do you need to be a good storyteller?
Well, in fact, absolutely everybody tells stories. I don't know anyone who doesn't tell stories. If you meet someone at the bus stop, if you're phoning a friend, you'll tell them what you've been doing and you'll be telling them a story. So I think absolutely anyone can tell a story.
You will subconsciously or otherwise be trying to doll it up, make it sound entertaining.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Fantastic.
So what we'll be doing is helping you find your stories and the stories you like to tell and just giving you a few more performance skills to tell in a slightly more formal situation.
Yeah, okay. No, it sounds absolutely fascinating. And the website that you refer to is www.cambridgestorytellers.com. And what you've very kindly agreed to do for us, Mary, in about 5 minutes' time, is to tell us a story.
Tell a story. Yes.
So we can test your mettle, as it were. And I'm very excited to hear what you've got for us. So what we'll do is we'll play a song. I don't know if you have any requests or not. So you're asking your son if he could think of anything.
Right? I do. I have a tip from my son.
Okay. We'll see if we've got it on the system. What's he asking
he
for?
He says that I would like Get Lucky by the Vitamin String Quartet.
Wow, that's a little niche, I think.
Or Reet Petit by Jackie Wilson.
That's probably slightly more likely to be on the system, so let's
I think the first one was just him
look.
Showing off.
Yes, there we are. Okay, we will go for Jackie Wilson then, and then we'll be back with Marion Leeper from the Cambridge Storytellers telling us all the story on this Wednesday afternoon here on 105 Drive. Great choice. Reet Petit, Jackie Wilson on 105 Drive with Chris Stewarden here. And from the Cambridge Storytellers, Marion Leeper, sitting opposite me. And Marion, you very kindly agreed to tell us a story.
I did. And I'm going to tell you a story that's not going to be in our next show. So our next show is very exciting. It's at the Scott Polar Museum.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to tell stories from the frozen north.
Oh, fantastic.
And I had one story I was looking for, and I found the book that had this story in, and I opened it up, and the first story in this book is called The Embarrassment of the Cranberry People. Now, how can you not tell a story that's called The Embarrassment of the Cranberry People?
And this is not in your show, Stories from the Frozen North at the Polar Institute. And when is that show?
That is on Friday the 7th of February.
Friday the 7th of February.
And all the details are on the Scott Polar website.
We will remind you, the listener, about that after Marion has told us the story.
Well, the Cranberry people, they live in a warm south-facing valley in the far north. And many different kinds of cranberries live in this valley. And I'm going to get a bit technical here. There are all these different types of cranberries. There are big cranberries, and there are small cranberries, and there are even purple cranberries. But all these cranberries, they're cousins, and they get on very well, and they hang about together, and all through the lovely warm summer, they lie about in the sun, talking of this and that, and just soaking up the sun. And one time, a group of the cranberry women were sitting by the river. They were supposed to be washing their skins, but actually they were lying about in the sunshine and they were gossiping. And they were talking about their men. They were saying, oh, my man, he's such a good hunter. Oh, he gets me so many skins. I'm going to be warm this winter. And just as they were gossiping and boasting, a caribou, a huge caribou, walked past them on the other side of the bank. And they all jumped up and they grabbed each other and they shouted, a caribou! And they shouted to their menfolk who were in the lodge, indoors, and they shouted, quick, quick, get your spear, get your arrow, catch the caribou! And the menfolk, they were just lying about in the heat and they were too fat and juicy and lazy to even move. But the caribou went walking straight up to the lodge and he put his head in through the window. And this was such a shock to the caribou men. They couldn't ignore this insult, so they jumped up, they grabbed their spears and they all ran for the door. But they were so fat and juicy that they all got stuck in the doorway and they couldn't go through. and the caribou went on his way laughing. And there are many ways to embarrass a cranberry, so the book says, but that's how the caribou do it.
Marion, thank you so much. Fantastic. Just a reminder, your next show, well, there's a sold out one on Friday, which we can mention, although it's not a plug, because you can't go, I'm afraid. It's sold out.
It's just so everyone eats their heart out. We have the two best storytellers in the country coming, and their names are Hugh Lupton and Daniel Morden. And they're performing The Odyssey, which is one of the biggest and best stories in the world. And it's a show they actually made in Cambridge. They made it for the classics department. But it's the opposite of dry and dusty and ancient.
Yeah.
It's really exciting and live. It's the most wonderful story. And so that I'm going.
that one you just told us about, the story you just told was a kind of quite a lovely little light, funny one. But the kind of other end of the spectrum... We've got the Odyssey as well, and plenty
dark
in between, presumably.
Yes, yeah, the whole spectrum.
And just a reminder as well, Stories from the Frozen North will be at the Scott Polar Museum on Lensfield Road from 7 on Friday the 7th of February. Marion, anything else that you wanted to mention before we finish off?
We hope all the listeners are going to come along and hear some stories or come to the workshops.
Absolutely. The workshops are every Thursday for the next 6 weeks, starting tomorrow. And that is at the Michael House Centre, which is the medieval church in the centre of Cambridge. For more details, www.cambridgestorytellers.com. Once again, Marion Leeper from Cambridge Storytellers, thanks very much for coming in here on Drive on Cambridge 105. We'll play one more song, which is kind of apt or a terribly cheesy link, depending on how you look at it. Here's Where the Story Ends from Tintin Out, featuring Shelley Nelson, and then we'll have a slightly late travel bulletin for you here on 105 Drive.